According to legends, the world's spire was once connected to countless other worlds via a near-infinite multiverse. To a denizen of any other plane, the world's spire would seem like an impossible natural wonder, a seemingly endless pillar of Earth reaching up and up into the sky, disappearing from sight as it passes through the raging eternal storm thousands of miles above. The spire's mountains extend not upwards, but outwards, their peaks jutting out horizontally from the world's sides. The people live in settlements that cling to and climb up the sides of the spire, and travel must be done using sure footing, or by riding giant beetles and other wall-climbing steeds, for a deadly fall is never far away. This Dungeons & Dragons adventure features equal parts mystery, intrigue, and goofing off like the dorks that we are. The first of our heroes is Tintsy, the adorable forest gnome paladin, played by Nancy Chia. Tintsy lives alone in the wilderness and spends her days helping out the animals of the mountains in any way that she can. Just don't threaten any of her animal friends or she may go a little berserk.
This morning, as Tintsy steps out of the mess hall, she is approached by her friend, the gray squirrel. He stands suddenly on his hind legs and chatters, and seems to be saying, "Good morning, Tintsy. What will you chatter back?"
"Oh, hey, little guy. How's your morning going?"
He seems to be saying something like, "Oh, can't complain. The wife and kids are doing good."
"Oh my god.
Aww. One day you guys will have to come over for dinner."
"That would be lovely," he chitters. And then he seems to be pointing up to a tree, saying something along the lines of, "It says that there seems to be a present left up in the tree for you."
Next up is Feyrel, the half-elf druid, played by Annie Clark. Though she lives in the wild with her clan and speaks the language of the wind and the trees, she is no stranger to the exciting appeals of the city.
Feyrel is like, you know, she's kind of pretty. Like, she's kind of average, but she's still kind of pretty, you know? And so she's a half-elf, so she's got, like, her mother's eyes. In this case, they're gold. But then she's got, like, clothing made of leather and like a tunic that looks like it's been like sewn together with leaves. Probably the coolest part of her outfit is the fact that her woolen cloak is topped with some fur and like small deer antlers for pauldrons. And she's wearing like a crystal necklace, but like, you know, she's like just like any other girl.
Finally, there is Zelus, the mysterious ranger of the mountains, played by Tessa Lemaire, defending the villages of the mountains from the shadows, never making herself known. Listeners familiar with Dungeons & Dragons will recognize her as a dragonborn, but here in the kingdom of Deep Sky where our adventure begins, such a creature has never been seen before, or even heard of. Who is she, and where did she come from?
Zelus, I'm actually curious, how does it feel for you to be traveling with companions after having spent so much of your life in solitude?
Fucking annoying.
Nice.
Despite its treacherous nature, the World Spire is a beautiful realm filled with life. But that life is in danger of disappearing forever, for the World Spire is dying. The wind carries word of a mysterious calamity seeping down from the very top of the spire, known only as the Rot. And high above, the eternal storm grows ever more restless. My name is Clément Todd, and I will be your Dungeon Master on this fantastic journey. Join us as the adventure begins on November 25th, 2019, in our premiere episode of From Our Tabletop to Yours.